shy bladder syndrome is also known as periuresis. People who suffer from this symptom have trouble peeing when other people are around, or even when they think that other people might be around. They almost always avoid public restrooms at any cost. Most of the time, people who have shy bladder syndrome are men, but some women suffer from it too. Sometimes it is the fear of being seen urinating. Sometimes it is even the fear that others might hear the sound of the person urinating. Now think about that. There's even some people who have a phobia that others might possibly smell the smell of their urine, and they're afraid of that. That sounds a little bit weird, but it's a serious condition. Many people feel a little bit shy about this, but for people with shy bladder syndrome, it means that they are literally unable to urinate. In most cases, periuresis happened during the teenage years for the first time, probably because during puberty, we undergo a lot of changes and have to deal with all kinds of psychological issues. It is, however, not clear what causes shy bladder syndrome. Sometimes, a special traumatizing event may have taken place, but in most instances, it can be difficult to pinpoint any particular experience as the causing agent. Also, people who have shy bladder syndrome often do not have any other psychological or physiological issues and are otherwise completely healthy. So one is inclined to think that shy bladder syndrome isn't so bad after all, but rather inconvenient. However, it can be more than just inconvenient. Many periuresis sufferers do not go to eat out with friends. They won't go to a restaurant. They won't visit friends in their house simply because they can't use any other toilet than the one in their own home. Sometimes, shy bladder syndrome is not as extreme as that in the beginning stages, but then over time, gradually worsens. That is why it is important that people who have this condition do something to overcome shy bladder syndrome as quickly as possible. Another case in which this might cause serious problems is when people have to give a urine sample. Some employers require that candidates make a urine sample to screen for drug usage. People with shy bladder syndrome often are unable to urinate in the presence of another person who is observing them, so they cannot fulfill that requirement and thus will miss out on the job. Common ways to cope with shy bladder syndrome are, for example, to drink less water or fluids in general so that there is no urgent need to visit a bathroom. However, this coping strategy can have a negative impact on your overall health and energy levels because in order to function ideally, your body needs proper hydration. Some people even get completely unable to urinate and can only do so with the help of a catheter. As far as treatment options for shy bladder syndrome are concerned, there is psychotherapy, behavioral therapy, medication and hypnosis. Of all of these, hypnosis for periuresis has proven most effective so far in helping people to overcome their shy bladder syndrome. Other names for periuresis are psychogenetic, urinary retention, pee phobia, or avoidant periuresis.